Overnight temperatures on September 15th fell into the low 30s to mid 20s, setting record lows in several Minnesota communities. Reporters noted the freezing temperatures ended the growing season in portions of the state, but also indicated the impact on row crops was unclear. Corn and soybean condition ratings declined during the week. Statewide, 46% of corn was rated in good condition, with 10% rated excellent. 43% of soybeans were in good condition, with 8% rated excellent. 92% of corn was in the dent stage, 9 points higher than a week ago and 1 point ahead of average. 28% of corn was rated mature, compared to 46% last year and 37% average. 41% of soybeans were dropping leaves, up 32 points from last week, but 23 points behind last year and 18 points behind average. 7% of soybeans were rated mature, compared to 22% last year and 23% average. Topsoil moisture supplies declined. 51% of the state's topsoil was rated adequate, with 34% short and 14% very short. A majority of reporting stations ranged from 1 to 3 inches below normal for precipitation over the last 4 weeks. For the USDA NASS Minnesota Field Office, this is Dan Loftus.